And it's now time for a Wretched News Break. Here on Wretched Radio, I am Jimmy Hicks. Well, in a stunning example of misplaced priorities, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has committed to a whopping $8.4 million to study the supposed impact of climate and environmental issues on democracy. How about we do a study on wasted money spent by the government? And this money, according to him, could be used to better understand how climate change interacts with democratic decline. Now, this guy lives in a different world than the rest of us. But wait, there's more. Trudeau is also throwing millions more at nebulous projects like defending human rights and promoting inclusion and strengthening the resilience of LGBTQ rights movements in North Africa. Yeah, North Africa. All while the people he was elected to represent have to choose between heating and eating. But he's laser focused on what's going on with LGBTQ rights in North Africa, which is just another example of why 70% of Canadians now believe the country is broken. 70% of your constituents believe that you have broken the entire country of Canada. Reminds me of Proverbs 29:2. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when a wicked man rules, the people groan. 70%. In other news, Walt Disney Company has finally dropped its remaining lawsuits against the state of Florida over the revocation of special governing privileges for its Orlando theme park. The fight began when Disney took a hardline stance against Florida Common Sense Parental Rights and Education Law, which prohibits inappropriate sexual content in the elementary classroom. Governor Ron DeSantis and the legislature responded by stripping Disney of its self-governing status. And after a string of defeats, Disney threw in the towel finally and conceded that its sweetheart deal with the previous oversight board was invalid. Big victory for the state of Florida, Florida families, and everyone who just believes massive corporations shouldn't be able to operate by their own set of rules. Finally, in a shocking abuse of power, the Lewis Rail School Division in Manitoba, I hope I said that correctly, has effectively unelected a duly chosen school board trustee over her opposition to radical transgender ideology in schools. Francine Champagne expressed concern shared by many Christian parents about little girls being taught they might actually be boys trapped in the wrong body. And for that, her fellow board members stripped away her salary, suspended her multiple times, and even asked the judge to remove her from office. So much for all this diversity and inclusion they seem to talk about. No, it's only inclusive if you don't oppose the things that we want to include. Once you do that, well, we can't be inclusive of you. We just have to turn into walking contradictions of the things that we preach. And that's been today's Wretched News Break, or Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I am Jimmy Hicks.